Let's begin with a prayer.
好，现在让我们做一个简短的祈祷。我们开始今天的课程。
And we can ask Our Lady to help us and to pray for us.
我们也祈求我们的圣母为我们代祷。
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
万福 Maria.
主祝圣宠，主也与同在，妇女中受赞颂，母亲及耶稣同受赞颂，天主圣母玛利亚。
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
早上好。
Today and tomorrow, we will take a look at the three vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience.
那今天和明天呢，我们就讨论这个三愿生活哈，贫穷是就这个身心贞洁服从哈。These
are together called the evangelical counsels.
我们把这个三愿通常称为说福音的劝谕哈。They
are the three qualities that really set us apart in our consecration.
那这三愿呢，就是非常重要，因为它能够帮助我们，就是真正的去度我们的现身生活。So
we can read in the canon law of the church.
那这里呢，有我们就是天主教会法典啊，573条的第一这一段哈，我们看一看这一段。Just
as a general principle, before we read this, the various teachings that I'm showing you are really coming from the heart of the church.
那就说看着这些，这就是很重要的一个核心的部分啊，教会的训导的一部分。When
we want to understand how the church views something, we look at things like canon law and the teaching of the popes and the ecumenical councils.
我们一般在看教会的训导的时候呢，有这样的几个方面，比方说大公文献这样的，大公会议的文献啊，就是比方说凡人文献，还有教会的法典、教理啊，这样一些训导啊，还有教宗的通谕。So
we already looked a little bit yesterday at the teaching of the Second Vatican Council, which had a whole document on consecrated life.
那我们昨天看到了凡人文献里边教会革新法令。 那一整个一个训令里边，全部讲的是献身生活了。There's
another document of the Second Vatican Council that's important for us. It's on the dogmatic constitution of the Church.
那不光是那个革新生活法令，还有另外一个就是我们说的是教会宪章，龙门瞻帖就是教会宪章哈，那个。It
has a chapter on consecrated life.
那个里边有一章讨论的就是关于献身生活这方面的。
And then the largest document that speaks to us was the one published by Pope John Paul II.
还有一个很重要的一个通，就是劝谕哈，就是教宗若望保罗士发表的哈。And
we will read some more paragraphs from that this morning.
那今天上午呢，我们可能看到法典和教宗若望保罗士的一些训导。But
it's also useful to look at the Church's law. The Church, in her law, tries to express some of the essence of of things like consecrated life.
那也是很重要的，让我们就是看看教会的法律里边如何的规定啊，有关这个三愿生活。Normally,
each institute of consecrated life has its own particular law, but there are also some general norms that apply to all of consecrated life.
当然，关于这个呢，就是教会的法律里边有一些就是普通的法律，还有一些特别的法律啊。关于这三愿。And
those sections, those general norms, are from number 573 to 606.
那这个就说普通的法律呢，教会的法律是教会法典的573到606这一段法律的条文的规定啊。
We can just read the first paragraph, which gives a little overview of consecrated life.
那我们就看一看，就是573条这第一段里边，就是给一个大概的一个指导吧，这一段。
Read that together, maybe.
好，那我们可能也许一起读比较好一些，我们就一起读吧，借虚言，金属全域的现身生活。
First of all, we hear that consecrated life is really defined by the evangelical councils.
那我们看到就是说这个里边说的就是福音劝谕哈，首先谈到了就是回到福音里边的关于这方面的啊。
And the church also says it is a stable form of living, and that means that it is possible to live one's entire life with the evangelical councils.
那这个福音劝谕的生活是能够让我们真的去度一个固定的啊，就是一个这样的生活。
It would be a legitimate question for us to ask: Is it really possible to live this life, the evangelical councils for one's whole life?
那我们有的时候会问自己哈，真的我能够去按照这个法律的要求，用我一生的生命去这样去生活吗？
And I think maybe especially in China, you don't have as many examples of people who have lived their whole life according to the evangelical councils. And so it's encouraging to see the church's law say, no, it's possible to give your whole life, to live your whole life this way.
那我们过去当然教会有就是有这样的一些好的榜样啊，按照福音劝谕而生活的好的榜样，但是我们中国没有，我们中国有啊，就是有一些这样的按照福音劝谕生活的。那同时，这个法律呢也告诉我们怎样能够按照这个福音的劝谕去生活。
And then some other things that we learn from this section of canon law are some of the benefits for us, and also some of the benefits for the church and for the world.
那就说按照这个福音劝谕呢，有这样的一些好处，第一个为我自己，第二为教会，第三呢为这个世界，都是有好处的。
We hear that for us it is the path of perfection of charity.
那为我们呢就是一种完美的一种爱德了，这个很重要哈。
And for the church it is a service and helps to build up the kingdom of God.
那对教会来说，这就是一种服务。这样的话，我们才能真正的建立天主的国。
And the benefit for the world is to be able to see a sign of heaven.
对这个世界来说，按照这个福音劝谕呢，就是一个真正的天国的一个标记啊。
And then the canon law also gives us some motivation and inspiration in telling us that.This is a way to follow Christ more closely.
那就说教会法律呢，也在告诉我们哈，这个是天主的启示。只有这样的生活呢，我们能够更好的、更容易的去接近我们的主耶稣基督。
I want to look now at Pope John Paul II's teaching, Vita Consecrata.
那下面这一段呢，是教宗若望保罗二世关于那个奉献生活劝谕啊的一段啊。
Let me think for just a moment. Pope John Paul II teaches about how consecrated life is possible to understand in light of the Trinity.
那就说，若望保罗二世在讲这个哈，说按照福音劝谕去生活，在这样的生活之内，我们真的更容易的去理解天主圣三的恩宠。
And one of the important points of that is that consecrated life in Christianity is going to be different than other similar kinds of things in other religions.
那我们说这个教会的度奉献生活，度的这个福音劝谕的生活呢，跟其他宗教的，好像大家看很接近，但是是完全不同的两种。
We know that there are monks or nuns in Buddhism, for example, who live some form of poverty, chastity, and obedience.
那我们知道在佛教里边也有和尚啊，尼姑啊。 好像看起来跟我们差不多，但是是不一样的啊。
And there are some things that we can share with them, but their motivations, their supports, and the effects are going to be different than us.
有些呢，我们是好像一样的，分享相通的，但是我们说一些从它的本质方面是不一样的，包括它的支持，我们是说天主在帮助我们这个方面，在他们不一样的啊。
So there really is a uniquely Trinitarian quality to consecrated life that in the church like we live.
在我们的福音按这个福音权益的生活呢，重要的一点就是天主圣三啊，这个它是一个爱的一个共荣体啊。我们在这里边真正的在圣三职类去生活。
So maybe we could just read this, just read that first. 好，那我们就读这个号码的二十这一段哈，在一切神上非常确实是神的一份恩赐，现身生活在宣告福音的爱的路上，借由子而来的圣灵所做的一切，即使最微小的作为，以及最恩小的无限的恩，在教会内的奇妙作为。 So we see, we hear something similar to what we read in the canon law.
那我们刚读的就是刚刚才跟我们前面读到的教会法律里边有一点接近或者类似吧。We
hear the way that consecrated life builds up the church, and it also shows something beautiful to the world.
也说真的，这个福音权益的生活呢，能够建立这个教会，同时也能给世界显示啊。
As we hear about how beautiful consecrated life is and how much it is supposed to radiate to the world, we might feel a little bit overwhelmed that it's too hard for us.
那有的时候可能真的，当我们看到这两个伟大的目标的时候，我们感觉哦，确实很困难，去按照这个生活，按照这样的一种劝谕去生活。
But the beautiful thing is that God realizes that we are weak and He works with our weakness.
我们意识到了，当然天主也知道我们的软弱啊，天主也知道这个世界的美丽，但是也愿意天主通过帮助我们的软弱，能够显示出另外一个美丽的一面啊。In
fact, it is precisely in the fact that we are weak and God does beautiful things in us that it is such a miracle for the world.
真的哈，就是从这弱小的我们的身上，真的是好像是一个奇迹一样的，显示出天主的光荣。Let's
read the second part here.
那我们也看一看，就说第二部分哈，这一段的第二部分，现身生活，职责便是显示出其所成就的脆弱的人身上，好像一个奇妙作为。
So we can read how the world is even more amazed because of what wonderful things God does in our frail humanity.
真的，世界之所以这样的美哈，就是天主通过我们脆弱的人性啊，在我们的身上显示出
And this will be even more true the more that we allow ourselves to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
这个真的是刚才我们读的，就是真实的。那我们就是自己要开放自己，让圣神带领我们去做要做的一些事情。
In speaking about the evangelical councils, I don't want to talk so much about how you do them as I want to provide some motivation and inspiration for us to live them out.
当然谈福音劝谕并不是要真的从给你告诉怎样去做更细节的问题，而只是说愿意就是帮助大家看到天主对我们的一种启示和指导。
It's not because it's easy to live out the evangelical councils. And I know that there are concrete questions, and I want to answer those if you have them. But I also want to provide a bigger picture and some inspiration for you.
如果你们自己生活中有对这几个有什么问题，你可以提出来，同时也可以给大家显示一个更大的一面啊，就是一个更大的图画去显示出天主对这个三权域的一些就是我们做的事情啊。
In fact, it reminds me, I want to maybe get some pieces of paper and a basket so that as you have questions, you can write them out and over time, we can answer them in the course of our study together.
忽然有一个想法，就是说，也许班长呀，或者说我们有一些小纸条儿哈，你可以就是有什么问题写下来，我们收集起来，然后他来回答这些问题哈。
Maybe Sister Jiang would be willing to provide some paper for us and a little basket to put any questions in.
跟收现役一样的篮子，收这些问题，收集这些问题啊。
So when we look at the evangelical councils, we can look at them from different perspectives.
当然这个福音圈域了，可以从不同的角度去看啊。
They are a way of following closely after Christ.
那第一个呢，就是他就是帮助我们更容易啊去接近，而且去跟着耶稣基督走他的这个道路。
That's what the canon law told us.
这个也刚是就是我们刚才读的教会的法律告诉我们的。
And like I said yesterday, they are also a way of following closely after Mary, imitating Mary.
同时呢，第二方面呢，就是让我们能够自己更容易的去跟随圣母去走啊这条路了。The
Church tells us also that they are a special path of holiness.
同时呢，教会也在告诉我们怎样去做才能够做的，就说更神圣哈。And
sometimes we call that the way of perfection.
我们把这个叫做。 完美哈，就是完，好像一种成圣的完美哈，这种。
When we speak of a way of perfection, we're always talking about a way of perfect charity.
当我们在谈这个完美的事儿，其实也就是在让我们联想到，就是说那种，我们说完美的爱德哈，它这个。
In our Christian understanding, a way of perfection is. Not about being perfectly on time or having perfect health or having perfect appearance. It's a way of perfect charity.
那这个呢，当然不是在时间之内去谈这个完美的，好像是健康啊或者其他的，不是谈这个，是在谈完美的一种爱德啊。
We can also think about the evangelical councils in terms of our spousal. Relationship with Christ and in for you becoming a spiritual mother.
当然这个福音圈域呢，同时也在更另外一个方面去想，去看到的是，想到一个就是 婚姻夫妻生活的方面的，好像就是一个夫妻双方的，同时我们也就是跟基督这种结合谈到这个方面的意思
In other words, through the evangelical councils, we receive a new relationship with Christ, and we also have a new relationship with the people of God.
那我们这样生活呢，确实让我们也有一种新的关系这个关系呢，与基督有个新的关系，跟其他人呢也是一种不同的关系
There is also a way that the evangelical councils lead us on the way of the cross. There's a dimension of suffering and sacrifice.
当然还有另外一个方面这个福音圈的生活呢，不像前面刚谈到那么做基督，做跟圣母去走，同时呢，也可能带领我们去走这个十字架的苦路，而且可能会受苦
And lastly, there is a way that the evangelical councils open up.A new freedom in us and a new sensitivity of heart.
那确实也可以带领我们福音的圈的生活，也可以带领给我们一个新的自由真的，这个方面也是比较新的一个观点新的自由。
When we talk about the evangelical councils, the particular scriptural passage that we always look at is from.
Matthew chapter 19.
I guess that's the same, isn't it? I'm not sure what's going on here.
This is Rishyama, the master workshop with goodness.
I guess that's parallel passages in Mark and Luke, huh?
Mark and Luke.
Yeah, okay. So, this same story occurs in all three of the synoptic gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
那这个故事呢，在对观福音中，就是三个福音里边都有这个记载
We'll read the version from Matthew's Gospel.
我们读的是这个是马窦福音的
Matthew chapter 19, verses 16 to 22.
这个是对马窦福音的十九章十六一直到二十一还是二十二马窦福音的第十九章。
So maybe if you want to read.
Matthew 19,
verses 16 to 22.
22, okay. 你还有点儿不认这个。马窦福音第十九章十六到二十二节富贵少年的一段。Do you want the whole group read or just one person to read?
Maybe just one person.
Okay. 那我把这话筒拿下去，让一个人帮我们读一读啊。
到耶稣跟前说：“师傅，我该行什么善为得永生？”耶稣对他说：“你为什么问我关于善？善的只有一个。如果你愿意进入生命，就该遵守诫命。”他对耶稣说：“什么诫命？”耶稣说：“就是不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可作假见证，应孝敬父母。”因爱你的近人如爱你自己。那少年人对耶稣说：“这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么？”耶稣对他说：“你若愿意，是成全的。去，变卖你所有的，施舍给穷人，你必有宝藏在天上。然后来跟随我。”少年人一听这话，就忧闷地走了， 因为他拥有许多产业。
This young man came to Jesus asking what he needed to do to inherit eternal life.
这个年轻人呢，走到耶稣那儿问，啊，我怎么样做才能继承这个永恒的生命啊，才能有这个永恒的生命？
And Jesus told him that he needs to live the commandments.
那耶稣告诉他呢，就应该去遵守那些诫命了。
But then he said he's already living the commandments, and so what does he need to do in order, what else does he need to do?
那就是说，他就说，我已经从小就遵守这些诫命了啊，那就是意思说我还可以再做什么呢啊？
And then Jesus said, if you wish to be perfect, and that's where we get that description of the way of perfection.
那里边光这个从这个诫命，然后再谈到说哦，然后要做的更完美哈，就是我们中文说成全的啊，那样的话也是我们在一直渴望着这种成全的生活哈，怎么样去做才能够到达这个成全
？And Jesus says, if you wish to be perfect, sell your possessions and give to the poor. That's where we get the vow of poverty from.
那耶稣告诉说，你把你那东西都卖掉吧哈，然后送给穷人。 那这一段从这个里边也演绎出来，就是我们说的我们的第一就是神平愿啊。
And then Jesus says, "And come and follow me."
然后呢，你来跟随我。And
in hearing that, it's understood that Jesus meant to leave everyone else and to be obedient, and so we get chastity and obedience from that command.
从这里边呢，同时也可以衍生其他的另外两个圣愿啊。第一个是神贫，然后呢，这个就是耶稣带领每个人也去服从，然后就是贞洁哈，这样的这种是三愿啊。For
this young man, the hard part was giving up all of his possessions.
对这个年轻人来说，确实最难的一件事情就是把他所有的东西给人啊。
For other people, the hard part is the vow of chastity or obedience.
那对其他的人来说呢，可能就是贞洁或者说服从了，这两个对他们也许更大的挑战。For
many people, the vow of poverty or the vow of chastity are the first struggle, but then the ongoing struggle is really the vow of obedience.
那确实可能对有些人第一个呢出现的可能是。
Another passage in scripture that you can look to for some inspiration is 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
就说哥林多人前书第七章啊。
I don't have it on here. It's the teaching of St. Paul about chastity.
就是保罗讲的关于贞洁的。
St. Paul made it clear that everyone is not called to celibate chastity, but some are called, like Paul himself.
就说保罗在这里边讲哈，就是有些人被召叫哈，这样度这个三元的生活了。
Yeah, we can do that. First, let me find the right verse. First Corinthians chapter 7. Let me just find the right verse here.
哥林多人前书第七章。 This one here, right?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, good. Thanks.
Okay, you got it. 对的，就是那一段。
Yeah.
那我们好吧。
Yep, exactly. 嗯。Someone want to read that?
有没有人帮我们读一读？这儿有个话筒呢，然后你就拿着。
我愿你们无所挂虑，没有妻子的所挂虑的是主的事，想怎样悦乐主；娶了妻子的所挂虑的是世俗的事，想怎样悦乐妻子，这样他的心就分散了。没有丈夫和的妇女和童女所挂虑的是主的事，一心使身心圣洁。至于你出嫁的所挂虑的是世俗的事，想怎样悦乐丈夫。
话筒你就拿着，那个往下一搬就关掉了，就放那儿。OK 对。
OK。
好，谢谢修女。
So we hear this, one of the blessings of consecrated chastity is this undivided heart that St. Paul speaks about.
那刚才呢，保罗在就谈到这个关于贞洁这一方面的问题哈。
As consecrated people, we can really dedicate our hearts, our affections, our energies to the service of the Lord and the service of the church.
那看里边谈到好像是妻子啊、丈夫，其实在谈到说我们自己度这个贞洁生活的人啊，这个心啊，真的能够去哈、啊、领向走向耶稣基督了。挂虑的是这个，然后再是教会哈、啊。
When someone has a spouse or and children, then they have to devote a lot of energy specifically to the spouse and the children.
那当然，结婚了，人家就如果是结婚的，那自己就是自己的孩子啊，自己的丈夫啊，把他的心思挂虑都要在他们的身上啊。
And that's a very beautiful and holy activity, and there are many holy married people.
那这个呢，就是在讲述，确实是一些神圣的人哈、啊，这样的一些人做的一些事情。
But there is something beautiful in a different way when we are able to really dedicate our hearts to the Lord.
那真的是我们能够去做的哈、啊，我们就是把自己完全的一种奉献啊，献出自己啊，给耶稣基督。
There is a practical dimension to it that we have more time to carry out some apostolic works.
那这个就是对我们来说就是容易去做这件事情，因为我们可以去花一些时间，更容易去接近耶稣基督了。
And we also have more time to pray. I'm sure you know that many married people spend a lot of time caring for their children, their families.
那结婚的人可能花更多的时间陪她的丈夫和孩子，那我们可能就是花更多的时间去祈祷啊。
I give spiritual direction for many married people, and when I am talking with a married woman who has small children, I'm very happy if she can make even 15 minutes a day for prayer.
神父说他在给那些做灵修辅导，有的时候给结了婚的人。如果他说、哦、如果他们真的有每天能够花15分钟的时间去祈祷、啊、他也感觉很欣慰、啊、真的是这个人愿意在灵性方面成长。
Sometimes I have to help her even find 15 minutes, and I encourage her maybe when the children are taking a rest in the afternoon.
有的时候，当然对一个结婚来说，十五分钟确实也不容易有这个十五分钟的自由时间。他就跟那人说：“哦，你孩子睡觉的时候，你就可以有这15分钟的时间去祈祷。”
But we have the blessing of taking much more time in prayer, and it's important that we take that time in prayer.
那对我们来说就比较容易哈，我们可能有更多的自由时间，我们去祈祷。
Because we take time in prayer, our prayers help married couples also to have the grace that they need. And we have something to offer to them because of our own closeness to God.
那确实，我们的这个时间呢，能够帮助结婚的人，我们的祈祷也是在为他们祈祷，让他们也能够去更容易的去接近耶稣基督。
So we have these scriptural foundations for the evangelical councils, as we just read.
那我们就说，看到我们刚才这个福音圈域的圣经的基础哈。
And again, I want to look at each one of the vows, and I want to look at them from different perspectives.
然后呢，下面就是我们从再仔细一点去看，把这三愿分开，慢慢的去讲谈论哈。
But let me take one more. Sorry, I just skipped over this. Just to take a moment to tell you, in history, this passage from Scripture was very important for inspiring saints.
那就是说，他也说刚刚把一点给省略了，看到了哈，就是在历史中有一些圣人，也是就是从这三愿中得到启示啊。
The first saint that was inspired by this passage, and he became the father of monasticism, was Saint Anthony of Egypt.
埃及的安多尼哈，which chapter you said it is this rich young man or is
Anthony of Egypt, he's
I mean
from
it's a person I know, but is you related to the passage
this
rich young man, rich young man.
this this pa from the gospel.
rich young man.
Yeah, rich young man. Right.
OK，就
Sorry.
说那个埃及的安多尼呢，他主要是从这个就是富贵少年这一段啊得到启发。他就是特别对这个度这个隐修院生活的这些人有很大的帮助。
Saint Anthony lived in the 3rd century.
哦，他是第三世纪的一个圣人啊。
And he was a good Catholic and attended Mass regularly.
他是当然是个好人呐，好的基督徒，每天都去参加弥撒哈，嗯。
One day when he was at Mass, he heard this gospel passage proclaimed, and something struck his heart very deeply.
就说有一天呢，他参与弥撒，当听到这段福音以后呢，他的心哦，很就是一下就改变，他心里边马上就很多的想法啊。
He heard this call of Jesus as a personal call for himself.
那首先呢，他感觉哦，原来耶稣召叫的不是那个羊那个富贵的少年，原来是给他说的哈，对他个人的一种召叫啊。
And he took that call seriously and sold everything and gave it to the poor. And then he went out into the desert to live a life of solitude and prayer.
那他自己呢，也是这么做的。他把他的所有东西，然后就给穷人了，然后自己呢，跑到沙漠里边去啊，开始度一种隐修的生活哈。
And he lived for many, for 60 or 70 years in solitude in the desert.
哦，那就是他一个人在沙漠中生活了6、7、10年的时间哈，嗯。
It's hard to live totally alone.
当你一个人孤单的在那样的环境生活，真的不容易哈。
When we are alone and in silence, then we tend to hear a lot of things inside of us. Our inside becomes very loud.
就说当你在那么安静的时候呢，一个人独处的时候，那你的内心的这个声音就非常的大，你听不到外在的，你就听到你内心那个巨大的呼喊啊。
And we can experience a lot of temptations and insecurities and self-doubt.
那其实也可以，你也发现了，在一个人身上一种诱惑，还有一种不安，还有来自外在的一种其他的，好像自己感觉一种不安全的因素哈。
And Saint Anthony experienced all of that. He felt that he was attacked by demons.
那他自己呢，也是有这个的经验，就是这个安多尼哈，他自己感觉哦，原来是好像他是被这个撒旦所攻击了哈。
He even felt at one point that God had abandoned him and that he was all alone with all of these demons.
然后他自己有一个感觉了哈，在这个单独的生活中，后来哦，好像天主把他给放弃了，他现在生活的就是跟魔鬼生活在一起啊。
Part of his practice as a monk was to pray all of the psalms every day.
那他每天祈祷干嘛呢？就是每天把这圣咏就从一直往150那儿念吧，哈，每天一直在念圣咏。
And when he was under attack from all of these demons, he really held on to the words of the Psalms to help him to persevere.
那就是说，他遇到这么多的诱惑，他从来没有放弃个人的这种诵读这个圣咏的习惯啊，这样才保护了他。
And finally, the light broke through, and the Jesus was present again, and the demons were dispersed.
那真的，最后就是耶稣的一种，好像一种显现，给他一种临在啊，然后那些诱惑他的那些恶念的魔鬼，真正就离开了他。
And Anthony was very upset and said, "Jesus, where were you? Why did you leave me alone?"
然后当耶稣给他显现的时候，他说："啊，你那个时候干嘛去了啊？这个时候好了，你才来了啊？"这样。
But Jesus said to him, "I was giving you just enough grace so that you could persevere. I was with you the whole time."
耶稣说："我给了你足够的恩宠，帮助了你啊，因此你才能克服那样的一种诱惑。我一直陪你在一起啊。
Saint Anthony is revered as the father of monasticism, and many men and women sought his guidance and also became monks.
比如说，他安多尼呢，这个在埃及的这个安多尼，他自己呢成为一个就是度这种旷野隐修这种生活的一个父亲一样的沙漠之父哈，这样的一种情况，也指导了很多人哈，帮助了很多人。
You can read the life of Saint Anthony if you want some inspiration. It was written by another saint, Saint Athanasius. Sorry.
对，一拿句哈，就是有一个圣人，他也写了关于安多尼的这个。如果你想愿意读更多的，愿意了解更多的他的生活，你可以阅读这个埃及安多尼的故事哈。后来伊拉爵也写过这方面的哈，一定是 OK。
There was another saint who is inspired by this gospel passage of the rich young man.
还有另外一个人也是受到了这一段圣经的启示。
He lived almost 1,000 years later.
就是差不多在这个埃及安多尼以后的1000年哈。
His name was Saint Francis.
这个人大家都比较熟悉哈，方济各哈。
When Saint Francis was trying to understand God's will for him, he opened the Bible.
那真的，他看到他读了圣经，看哦，原来这一段，他就是非常吸引他啊。
And he opened to this page, and he read this passage about the rich young man.
然后他就打开圣经，不断的去读这一段啊，关于这个富贵少年的故事。
And that inspired him also to sell everything, to give everything away, and then to take up chastity and obedience.
对，然后他也是一样的，把这些把他自己的东西都给穷人啊，然后自己呢，不光是财务，后来也是真正的就是愿意度这个贞洁和服从这样的三样生活。
He did not go out into the desert and live a life of solitude. Instead, he went to go and find Christ in the poor.
那他自己呢，跟安多尼有一点不一样的，他没有去沙漠去度这个隐修的生活，而且他是走向穷人，在穷人中去生活，去体验这种福音的痊愈。
Saint Francis started a new religious order that he called the Order of Little Brothers.
那就是说他自己呢创立了一个修会，我们叫做小兄弟会啊。
And Saint Francis was actually the first one to describe the vows as poverty, chastity, and obedience.
那就是说我们说的三愿呢，其实呢要说的话，他说哦，这是第一个啊，方济各。他真正的才使用并提出用这几个词哈， 神平、贞洁和服从这个三愿啊。
And of course, the Franciscans, the followers of Saint Francis, are still large in number. Some of them were even missionaries to China.
那方济各呢？确实方济各会啊，他们也是在随从着方济各的呼吁啊，不光生活这样去生活，他们也去传教，在咱们中国也有方济各会的踪迹啊。
So I want to encourage you also to read this passage from of the rich young man and try to pray with it during this time.
那这段时间，我也鼓励大家再去阅读这一段福音，然后也去默想一下啊。
And maybe it's a good time for a break, and then we can.
怎么样？可以休息啊？差不多了，时间也刚到啊。啊，这是没摇铃哈。哎，有没有问题？有问题就可以提出来。就是刚才说这个，你可以收集你们的那个 question 问题啊。放过来放这儿，反正就是会回答。上课也可以问，不光是下课啊，上课有啥问题也可以及时去问，要不然有的人下课就忘了啊。